They still have the season.
The after effects is getting to them.
They're still making money, you know.
They're trying to catch up on their sleep.
There's BO today. They should close early.
Yeah. Must be. They make a lot of money now.
Now, no, only the exchanges are coming now.
It's going to have to stay open a little extra level because business wasn't so great.
Okay, you know that we read before when we said that to say Kiddush on Shabbat is from mitzvah from the Torah. Well, the Torah said Zachor et Yom HaShabbat leKadosho. And we mentioned that Zachor means Zochreu b'dvarim, that you have to mention it by words. Because really, Zachor could be remember. Remember to sanctify the Shabbat. Not necessarily to say with words that we thank God for giving us the Shabbat. Otherwise, there is different kind of learning to know that this is really by words. One of them is, there is a Gezerah Shavah. What's Gezerah Shavah? A word that's written in one place, same word is written in a different place, and they're extra in one place, and they learn one from the other. There is a whole in a different mitzvah. You all know about it. Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. And we know that they say there is a mitzvah to read the Parashat Zachor, mitzvah in the Torah, to read Parashat Zachor once a year. Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. How do we know that Zachor to read? Zachor maybe remember. The Gemara says like this. Zachor bapeh. Remember, mention it with your mouth. Say it. Yachol balev. Maybe you may come and tell me, no, Rabbi, who told you Zachor means with your mouth? You may say it. Maybe Zachor means remember, with your mind. They come and they say, can be. Why? Because the end of the paragraph is that, Mahot temhe et zecher amalek untahat ha-shamayim, lo tishkach, do not forget. Then if something of the mind, it's already written, don't forget. Why there is a petition then? Zachor and lo tishkach. Lo tishkach for the mind, Zachor for the mouth. Therefore we know that Zachor tashen sa'alecha amalek means with your mouth, that you have to say it. And they say, look, here it's written Zachor, which means with your mouth. Therefore in Zachor et yom ha-shabbat ha-kasher, that is in Zachor, it's also with your mouth. That's called Gezerah Shabbat, the same word written here, same word written there. We apply the same thing that we apply over there, Zachor means with your mouth, same thing here, Zachor with your mouth. Which means we learn, we study, we understand from it that to say Kiddush Friday night is mitzvah from the Torah. And no matter is for a man or for a woman, we say the woman also is obligated to say Kiddush from the Torah. So why, Rabbi? We know, we learned that every mitzvah asin, that has to do with fixed time, a woman is relieved. Then we don't have to do it. Why do we say Kiddush she has to do? Because, as you remember, we spoke about in Aseret HaDibarot, once in the Torah is written Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. What is that? In Chumash Shemot, Parashat Yitro. When God gave the Ten Commandments to the Jewish people, when He appeared to them, and He made them hear His voice, telling them, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, God said Zachor. But Moshe Rabbeinu, before his passing away, a month and 7 days, which is 36 days before his death, he, Moshe Rabbeinu, repeated the whole Torah to B'nai Israel. He gathered them all together, made a long, long speech. His speech took 36 days. In that speech, he started reminding them what happened from the time they came out of Egypt till that very day that he was standing and speaking. And he told them how they came out of Egypt, what happened after they came out of Egypt, everywhere what happened, what the mitzvot that they got. He started elaborating. He told them about the time that God appeared to them, and He gave them the Ten Commandments. And he repeated the Ten Commandments that Hashem was telling B'nai Israel. And when he came to this commandment of Shabbat, instead of Zachor, he changed and he said, Shamor etam Shabbat. And our Rabbi was asked, how would Moshe change? He made few changes, and they spoke about all the changes. But this is one, which is a very important one. They said, why Moshe would change? If God said Zachor, why does he say Shamor? If you say God said Shamor, why it's written Zachor and Shemot? Therefore, our rabbis said, God said both, Shamor and Zachor. So if God said both, then say Shamor v'Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh there in Shemot. And here also say both, Shamor v'Zachor. Why it's written once Zachor and once Shamor? But to tell you that God said them as one word. No human being can utter two words at once. And no one can hear anyone saying two words at once. Impossible to understand that. That's beyond our understanding. It's a miracle that the God said the two words at once, and the people heard it from God that saying it at once. How did he say it at once? We don't understand. Do you understand? This is Zachor and Shamor were saying it. Why? There was a reason for it. To show you there is a difference between the meaning of Zachor and Shamor. Whenever the Torah said Zachor, that means you have to do something. Remember to do something. When they tell you Shamor, watch yourself, means watch yourself not to do something. Which means when they tell you Zachor, they speak about the positive mitzvot, mitzvot aseh. When they tell you Shamor, they speak about mitzvot lot aseh, the negative mitzvot. In Shabbat, there is two types of mitzvot. There is mitzvot of things you should do, like kiddush, and there is mitzvot of things you shouldn't do. All the melachot, 39 melachot, and whatever similar to those, 39 melachot. Then when you tell a person, watch yourself not to do something wrong. That's a shamor. Now, they tell you these mitzvot are equally important. Person can come and say, I will do the mitzvot aseh. Mitzvot aseh, after all, it's very difficult for me. I can't come and say, I will observe all the mitzvot aseh. I don't know. Don't you neglect, take it lightly, mitzvot aseh, just as important as the mitzvot aseh. Some people tell you, no, we will be very careful with all mitzvot aseh. We will never violate them. I will sit down home. We'll not violate any law of the Lord Aseh. What we shouldn't do, we won't do. But mitzvot Aseh, no. They will come to neglect it. They come to tell you both are exactly the same thing. Just equally important. But our rabbis learned another thing from it. What is it? They say to tell you, whoever must do one of this, he has to do the other one too. For example, when do we say there is a difference between men and women in the mitzvot? Which mitzvot? In mitzvot aseh, shehazeman diraman. Mitzvot aseh, mitzvot that you should do, we tell you, a woman, she doesn't have to do. For example, to put tefillin, woman doesn't have to. Talet, not. To eat in a sukkah, she is not obligated. Why? Very simple why. You tell a person, at this time you must do such a thing. You tell me at this time in the morning and between this hour to this hour, I must put the filling. But Rabbi, you told me that I have to raise children. Suppose I have to nurse a child. And now I am between the two mitzvot. I must do the filling, put the filling at this time. I must nurse my child at this time. Which one should I do? Of course, you told me there is a preference to nursing a child. And that's why the woman is relieved from this mitzvah. Therefore, that's in mitzvah aseh. If I will do that mitzvah tefillin, I wouldn't be able to, I will neglect my duty towards my child. The child is more important. This is in mitzvah aseh. But in mitzvah lot aseh, things will tell you, don't eat something unkosher. You can say, I can't. What do you mean you can't? I don't tell you to do something. I'm not taking time from you. The other way around. I'm giving you time. You don't have to do anything. Don't do. Since don't do, of course, all mitzvot lo ta'aseh, a woman is obligated. There's no reason why to be relieved from that. Because of that, we say all mitzvot l'ta'aseh, a woman is obligated, which means in Shabbat that sutin zachor and shamor. Shamor refers to mitzvot l'ta'aseh. A woman is obligated in every mitzvah of shamor. And they come and tell you, listen, shamor and zachor is the same. If she is obligated in shamor, she has to be obligated also in zachor. The language of the Gemara differently. Kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zchira. Whoever is obligated in that one that they tell you to watch yourself, which means lo ta'aseh, is obligated also in zachor, which is mitzvah ta'aseh. Therefore, a woman is obligated in the mitzvah of kiddush. The question now, we read about, I started already talking about the Shabbat, from Arab Shabbat early in the morning, all the dinim of Arab Shabbat we spoke about, and we spoke about the Tosefet Mechol Al HaKodesh, to add more before Shabbat, on the Shabbat, and then we spoke about the Kiddush, we spoke about the day of Shabbat, all the laws, if a person misses the Kiddush, does he say Kiddush during the day or not, we said that there is time to say the Beracha of the Kiddush, the second Beracha, which is the main Beracha of the Kiddush, till the last meal of the Shabbat, if you missed it before. Now, after the one came to the time after Shabbat. After Shabbat, we have mitzvah of Havdalah. What's Havdalah? That a person has to come, or again by words, to say we thank Hashem for the Shabbat that He has given us, and we know God told us, "Kul havdil ben ha-kodesh uben ha-chol." There is a mitzvah in the Torah. Said, I want you to know to differentiate between Kodesh and the Hol, between the holy time and the unholy time, the weekdays. And therefore, we make Havdalah, so that we know to differentiate between this day and the other days. We come, we separate between them. This is the Havdalah, and we do it. The question is, this Havdalah is mitzvah in the Torah or not in the Torah? In Kiddush, we all agree that this is mitzvah in the Torah. The question, the Havdalah, there is argument about it. There is disagreement. Some they say this mitzvah in the Torah. Some they say this is midrabanan. The only what they tell you, there is a pasuk, lehavdil, and that. This is what they call a clue only. A hint. Asmachta, they call it in the Gemara. But not exactly mitzvah min haTorah. And some they say a man is mitzvah min haTorah, a woman is not mitzvah min haTorah, is mitzvah min haRabbanan. Because of that, not like Kiddush. In Kiddush, I told you, if a woman, a man doesn't know to make Kiddush, a woman makes Kiddush. He does fulfill his duty by listening to a woman saying the Kiddush? He said yes, because they are equally obligated. Because if a man is obligated to do something, a woman is not, and a woman is doing it for the man, is not good. But since the Kiddush, both are the obligated equally, therefore a woman can say the Kiddush for the man. Comes the Havdalah, to be careful, a woman cannot say it for the man. They don't like even the woman to say it for herself, to make a man make it. Now they can't say, the man that comes to make it, say what? What's bad on a man? Sometimes he says it in the shul. And then he will come home, should he say it again or not? Some they don't like it, they like to not to make it in the shul, to make sure, to make it home for themselves and for the wife. That in order to let the woman fulfill her duty by the man saying it for himself. And some they say, no, even though he said it already in the shul, he can say it home again for his wife. Doesn't matter if it is from the Torah or it's from Hachamim, still she is obligated to her Abdullah. Now, since there is an argument. No, but Mitzvah Derabanan also you say Havdalah. Not Bechalotalah. No, you must know one thing, one word. Every mitzvah that you do, not only, even if you did it for yourself, you can make the mitzvah again for another person. Dehotzi oto yedeh chovah. Because we do it from Shlichut for his benefit.
Is there a maximum time?
Any mitzvah. You blow shofar. come to say Beracha, Shekhar Hashem, Sata Hashem, Shmoah, Kol Shofar. You already fulfilled your duty. There's somebody who didn't yet. You can do it for him again. You can say the Beracha if he doesn't say the Beracha. If he doesn't know how, you say the Beracha for him too. Then that means every mitzvah that you do, even if you did it already, כל מצווה שחייב אדם עושה, even if he did, עשה אותה, מוציא אחרים ידי חובתה. This is the rule in every mitzvah, not only this, and therefore, does matter.
The same rule applies if you make adus at night on Friday night, and then all of a sudden you have some people that come over that came late, right. You can make adus for them again.
That's right.
You don't have to make bekata mazon and
start
all over.
That's right.
Same kiddush.
That's right. Same kiddush. Very good. Same Kiddush, you can say again for their benefit. The only thing would be, it's better if they say Borei Pri Gefen. That is another field now. Borei Pri Gefen and mainly is not for the Kiddush. Berachah of the Kiddush is the second one. The Borei Pri Gefen is just for drinking wine. And once you say Borei Pri Gefen yourself and you are there, you don't leave the place, you're not supposed to say Borei Pri Gefen again. Mm-hmm. That's why better if they say Borei Pri Gefen. But if he says it, since they tekenu otah with the Kiddush, you could say it for them. Now this is when we come to say Havdalah. Our rabbi set for us two kinds of Havdalah. There is Havdalah in the prayer. There is Havdalah on a cup of wine. Havdalah in the prayer is called Atam Honantan. A person comes, our rabbi said, when you come to say Atahonen, you say the Beracha over there, the Atahonantan, to show appreciation for what God gave us and give us the understanding to know to differentiate between holy time to the time which is not so holy. And this is Atahonantan. In the Gemara and the Mishnayot, there is a mahloket where to say this, Havdalah Atahonantan. Some they say to say Nishma Kolenu, some they say they make it a special by itself, Beracha by itself, but the halacha is that he says it where? In Atahonet. Why they put it in Atahonen? Because Atahonen was speaking about, we thank Hashem for all giving us Da'at. If you don't have a Da'at, you don't know how to make Havdalah. Havdalah means you know to differentiate between one time to another. And you need knowing, knowledge. This is why they put it here. We say even in Atahonantanu. Atahonantanu, Hashem Rukim, Madda' Behaskel. You give us understanding. Lehavdil ben Kodesh Lehol ben Olahoshech. That's why they put it in a Tahonin, in the middle of a Tahonin. And because the Gemara said, Im en Da'at, Havdalah Minayin. If a person has no Da'at, how can he know to make a difference between one thing to another? They say a little story about it, beautiful story. The Magid Midduvna, B'Yaakov Al Mishonim, was a very, very smart man. I told you a number of times, everything on the spot. Whatever they will ask him, right away will give a story on it as a mashal to explain his answer. And he gives an answer for everything. And for this also, he gave a beautiful thing. In his time, in town that he lived, called Dobna, in Europe, in Poland, and there in that city, there was a Hazan. The Hazan wasn't so as should be in religion. The rabbi was very annoyed for me. The rabbi did not like the different things that he did. Therefore, he didn't like to come in when he was a Hazan. And the Hazan, big Hazan that they have in Europe always, they let him sing once a month, Shabbat Mevarechim, when there is, they make Birchat HaChodesh to say, you know, Yei Ratzon, because there is a special prayer with Magash Gandim, that Hazan prays, and doing it. And the rabbi wouldn't come in when the Hazan prays. And the Hazan, what did he do? Paying back the rabbi. Whenever the rabbi speaks, he goes out. He doesn't. But once in that year, came the committee, asked the rabbi, we want you to be here in Hoshana Rabbah, we want you to deliver a speech. You know, he had to be there to be. That's what the request of the committee. So went to the Hazan, Shana Rabbah is a semi-holiday. Among Ashkenazim, they make it like Yom Tov. They say Nishma, they say, we don't. But they say Nishma. They told the Hazan, we want you to pray and sing. And they came. They came, Magid Dinah, when he came there, he saw the Hazan coming to pray. He smiled. Among Ashkenazim, you know, whenever we say Mizmola to them, we don't say Nishmat. We say Nishmat, we don't say Mizmola to them. Holiday, there's no Mizmola to them. And he says, on Hoshana Rabbah, the Ashkenazim, they say Mizmola to them, and they say Nishmat. In a way, they say like Holam Ayad every day, and they say Nishmat. He smiled. He said, you know, the whole Iran, we want together Hazan and the Rabbi. But now, we had beside Nishmat, what do you say, Mizmorim? Torat Hashem Temima, Yeshivat Nafesh, the Mizmorim of Shabbat. They said, we don't say Mizmor L'Toda and the Mizmorim of Shabbat. But Hoshana Rabbah would say, Mizmor L'Toda, that's a Hazan, Mizmor. And Torat Hashem Temima, that's the Rabbi. So the Rabbi and the Hazan don't come together. Mizmor L'Toda and Torat Hashem Temima doesn't come together. This one has only Mizmor, not Torat Hashem Temima. You have to write the Shem Tevima, not Mizmor L'Torah. That's what he told them. Then he told them, I can prove it to you that the Hazan hasn't got a sechel, no brain. Tell him how.
And Hazan is there when he's talking?
Yeah. So I'll prove it to you from the Torah and from Halakha and from the custom, Minhag. From three ways I'll prove that Hazan has no sechel. No doubt. He told them, no doubt. How? He told him, how, Rabbi? He said, because by Ashkenazim, the Hazan stands where? There is a stand near the Echad. Not like us, on the Teva. On the Teva, they read only the Torah. But the Hazan stand near the Amud, they call it. A stand near the Echad. And on that stand, always there is Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. It's like Menorah. You see in the Beta Knesset, the schools of Ashkenazim. He said, you see, the Hazan stands before Hashem. Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Because Hashem is opposite to him all the time. He said, Sutton, there is a pasuk in the Bible. En Chokhmah ve'en Tevunah ve'en Etza ve'neged Hashem. The one who is neged Hashem has no Chokhmah, no Tevunah, no Etza. He has no Da'at.
What does Nehem mean?
Huh?
I didn't
pass
the word
negative. Opposite. He said, he is exactly opposite to Hashem. He has no chokhmah, no tevuna, no nothing. When you are opposite to Hashem. It is before Hashem. Then he said, halakha. It's written in halakha. If a person causing damage to his friend, he'll take a fire, will burn his field. The one who burns the field has to pay in full. Ki tetzei esh umotzei al-kotzim v'ne'echal gadish or kamar sadeh shalem yeshalem ha-mab'ir et ha-ba'ira. Metav sadehu, metav karmo yeshalem. He has to pay in full, full price. You see the Jewish rule in Torah, Mishpatim. So how about if he sent somebody else? Does he listen? Go and burn that field. He comes, he burns it. Shaliyah, the messenger. He comes, he catches the Shaliyah. Why do you do it? He told me. He told you. They tell that person, you told him, I told him. Did he have to do it? He doesn't have to listen to me. Then, who is really Haya?
The sender.
Huh?
The guy who sent
him. The one who sent him?
No. The guy who did it.
Depends. Sometimes and sometimes. If this one that he sent him, a man of who has secher, of course, he is hayav. If he will tell you, go throw yourself into the ocean, he tells you, what do you mean? He tells you, burn somebody else's property, you listen to him? You have no right. But if the person, of course, is crazy, and you give him fire in his hand, you send him, he doesn't know what he's doing, then you are hayav, the meshaleach. Otherwise, the shaliach hayav. This is the halacha. And if a person causing damage to somebody else, certain in the Mishnah, if a person is praying and making a mistake in the prayer, is not a good siman. It's a siman that God doesn't accept his prayers. You know, we're not talking about a person who doesn't know how to pray. If he makes a mistake because he doesn't know how to pray, that's no siman at all. He doesn't know. A person who knows.
This talking about a hazard rabbi or a person himself?
No, a person himself. If a person is praying and makes a mistake, he knows how to pray very well, makes and is mad, something is wrong. But in the shamayim, they don't want to accept his prayer, they make him make a mistake. Said, if Hazan, praying and he makes a mistake, what is it? Shaliach tzibur sheta'a, siman ra, l'sholchav. It is a bad sign to those, to the public, sending. He said, why? The rabbi said, why? I don't understand. Certain if somebody else sends somebody else, and the other one causing damage, who is hayav? The one who does the damage, not the other one. We send him not to cause us damage. If he does, he should be. Not us, should be siman ra to him, not to us. It must be, he said, the sharia, the hazan is shoteh. There's no doubt. But certain if he is a shoteh, then siman ra to the one, the mishaleah. Then he told him minhag. The minhag among Ashkenazim. Every Friday night they make kiddush in the shul. For what? In case there is a guest who doesn't have wine or something, he wants to eat, and he doesn't have kiddush, nobody inviting him, at least in the shul. They make kiddush that he will be able to fulfill his duty of kiddush. Who makes the kiddush? The shamash, or the gabai, they call him, among Ashkenazim. He's the shamash, he's the one that gives the aliyot, and them. But comes a matzah today night, they make havdalah. Who makes the havdalah? The rabbi. That's they have a custom. He said, I always ask myself, I don't understand. The kiddush of Friday night, they don't give it to the rabbi, they give it to the shamash. They come to Saturday night, they don't give it to the shamash, the rabbi. Why? It's very simple. Because certain the Gemara, when we make havdalah, im en da'at havdalah minayim. They said, now I understand why they don't give it to the shamash. Because to the hazan. They said, the hazan is usually, he makes on Friday night, but he doesn't make Saturday night. Because in da'at, havdalah minayim, since he doesn't have da'at, how could he make havdalah? That's why they don't give it to him. That's how smart he was. The idea is, I'm saying that certain in da'at, havdalah minayim, that's why we say it in Adah, Honen, because the Beracha of Adah Honen is speaking about what? About da'at. We are thanking Hashem for the da'at that He has given us, and we are asking to give us more and more da'at.
What happened with the Hazan after all this? Did he change his ways, or he stayed the same way?
Yeah. At the very end, he made up with him, this Hazan. He had to give him. The rabbi was very, very smart. We say in Tachonel, what do we say? The very first beracha of our needs. Because the Amidah is divided into three groups. First three berachot, we give praise of God. Say that God is the one who defends everyone. Just as he defended Abraham, we are asking that he should defend us. We believe that God, who is the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, he is the greatest. We say Hagadol, Hagibor, Vehanora. What does it mean, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vehanora? He's very great. What do you mean, very great? Large, large, large. How large? He fills the whole world. That's the reason we say, Melo Chol Haaretz Kevodo. There is no limit in size to God. Now, that's why we call God Hamakom. Where do you remember we say Hamakom about God? Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu in Haggadah. What's Baruch Hamakom? Blessed be God. We call God Makom. What is the word Makom in Hebrew?
Place.
What do we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makom? What comes from this word? Because our philosopher said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, Velo HaOlam Mekomo. God is the place for the world, and not the world is the place for God. What's the difference? If you say, oh, Where do you put the book? In what place do you put the book? I put it in the drawer. Then if you put the book in the drawer, which one is larger? The book or the drawer? Must be the drawer. Is that clear? I put the furniture in the house. Who is bigger, the furniture or the house? Must be the house. When you say the place always is bigger than the thing that you put in that place. Here, if you come and say God is in the world, you put a limit to God, limit in space. You can say God is in the world. So the world is, God is the place for the world. And according to the Kabbalah, they give it a beautiful. They explain how God created the world. They say God was all over everything. There was no world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they call him Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, he limited a little part from his place to put the word in the middle. That's something very, very hard to explain. I don't want to go in there into Kabbalah to explain what is this that doesn't mean. But this is what we know. God is covering all over the world. From that's why they say you can't ask male ma'la, male mata, male fani, male ahor. Can't come and say what is above the world. Above and above and above. Or what's under and other, or ahead, or in the back. That's all is God. Infinite, without limit. This is why we call him Hamakom. Then we come see that Hagadol. Gadol is large in size, you say. Hagibor, mighty. No power is power of God. You can't limit God in his power. Can say, can he do that? And there's nothing that you can come and say. He can do. God can do everything. There is no limit to his power. Hanora, that means very, a person has fear from him. There is no one else that you can fear as you fear God. And therefore they say if a person fears something else, because he fears someone else, he doesn't do the duty that he has towards God. That means he doesn't have fear of God. This is, let's say, Hanora, you must know if you have any fear, you have to have it only for God. They permitted you only to have fear from someone else. What the Torah gave you. What is it? You remember, I told you a number of times that there was a rabbi called Shimon Amsoni or Nehemiah Amsoni, the one said that he used to explain every word et in the Torah. Bereshit, bara, Elohim, et, Hashamayim, et, Haaretz. So what do we need the word et? You can say Bereshit bara Elohim shamayim va'aretz. God created heaven and earth, like we say in English. What is the et for over there? Oh, they come and said et comes to include something else, because the word et in Hebrew many times means with. Ve'ele shemot b'nei Yisrael abayim mitzrayma et Yaakov. These are the names of the children of Israel that came to Egypt. Et Yaakov, what does it mean? With Yaakov. Then it sometimes means with. God created Shamayim, but created something else with the Shamayim. What did he create with the Shamayim? All the planets, all the things that there is in the Shamayim. That's why he didn't create only heaven, created things that goes with heaven. This is et. That's he was explaining the rabbi, every et in the Torah. What comes to include something else with it? Till he reached one sentence, he stopped. He was afraid to say anything else because it sounds terrible if you would say. What is it? The Pasuk said in Chumash Devarim, Et Hashem Elohecha Tira, Oto Ta'avod, Ubo Tidbak, Ubishmo Tishabeya. You have to have fear of God. You must serve God. You must glue yourself to God. Stick to Him. Ubishmo Tishabeya. When you swear, on his name. No. It's written Et Hashem. It's written Hashem Elohecha Tira. Yerame Hashem Elohecha. Et. He was afraid to say, you should have fear from another one. Another one, there's another God. Oh, yeah. It would sound terrible. Kept quiet. The student. The rabbi can't explain here. He explained every Et, and here he doesn't say anything. Hey, Rabbi, Rabbi, what is the meaning Et here? He doesn't answer. Rabbi, what is that you told us? And one said, there must be baloney then. He gave us all et everywhere. Then the rabbi realized, he kept repeating, to ask the questions. He said, I'll tell you one thing. I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward me for every pasuk that I explain the et, what is it for? Because since I'm studying to not trying to explain it, God will reward me for it. But I believe also that God will reward me for not explaining this very strange things. Okay, if you work hard, you try to explain something, God will reward you. For not knowing something, not explaining, you, God will reward you. At least say, you want, you don't know, but don't say, I'll reward you. But must be the rabbi did know, and he didn't want to say. He had something to say, and he doesn't want. And if he has something to say, he doesn't say it, it hurts him. Why they say in the Gemara, Yoter Misha'egel Rotzeh Linak, Parah Rotzeh Lehanik. More than the calf wants to nurse from his mother, the mother wants to nurse him. It hurts her more than hurts him. And really, the mother that has the milk, if she doesn't give it away, it's paining her. She has a lot of pains. Yoter Misha'egel Parah Rotzeh Lehanik. A rabbi who has something to say, more than the students wants to learn, the rabbi wants to give it to them. The rabbi likes something that he knows, he wants to share it with somebody else. He wants to pass it to them. And he wants, he had something to say and he didn't. Why? To avoid Hilul Hashem. Why? What's about Hilul Hashem? He knew how to explain it, but didn't. He waited. Another rabbi came after him. Rabbi Akiva. They told him, Rabbi, the rabbi explained that we ate, he came here, he didn't. So what don't you understand? Very simple. What? You have to have fear of respect from Hashem and also from those that they go with Hashem. Who goes with Hashem on that? The rabbis. The rabbis just said, I'm not rabbi, what's so hard about it? Simple. Really? Then why didn't he say it? He doesn't say it and you say it. Why didn't he? Said that rabbi was a very poor man. If he would say it, everyone says it. The rabbi wants us to respect him. You know, the man who doesn't have money, they don't respect him. They respect money, the people of the world. And he wants respect. But Rabbi Akiva was very, very wealthy. He had all the respect of the world. He was very well respected. He had 24,000 students that were great rabbis. If they respected him, you can imagine the whole world was respecting him. He didn't look for respect. And he told them, it means the rabbot tamid hachamim to include the rabbis. And the first rabbi, if he would say it, would be Hilul Hashem. People would talk, you see, the rabbi is asking for honor and respect. That's why he did it. All this I'm saying, we came to these things to say that I was saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Gadol, a Gibor, a Noah. He's above all Kel Adyon, Gomel, Hasadim, Tovim. He does a lot of good to the people. Koneh HaKol, he created everything. Zocher HaHasdeh Avot, he would remember the goodness of the fathers in order to reward their children. Umevi Goel Livne Benehem Numan Shemo. He will bring the Redeemer to all the future generations, the very end of days, for the sake of his name. Because the Goyim says, where is the God of the Hebrew people? Kadosh Baruch Hu will show them who is the God of the Hebrew people. Be'ahava. What does it mean, Be'ahava? Because of his love to the people of Israel. That's simple meaning. But you see in the book of Siddur, near Be'ahava, they put small words. Yichaven demsor nafsho al kedush Hashem. When he says Be'ahava, he should have in mind that he is ready to give his life for the sake of God. Al kedush Hashem. What has to be? Where did they get this in the world? But because Be'ahava could apply it two ways. Because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, his love to the people of Israel, and also could say, Kadosh Baruch Hu bring the Redeemer to Israel because of their love to him. How do they show their love to him? When they are ready to give, their lives for him. He says, Be'ahava, Be'ahavat Yisrael Hashem. That's the Yechaven Nimsor Nafsho Al Kiddush Hashem. Because it's written, what's Be'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha? Ve'akiva said, he was ready to give his life for the sake of Hashem. You know the story for Be'akiva. Be'akiva, it's written the Gemara. Be'akiva was teaching Torah. And the Romans said, no Jew must teach Torah anymore. If anyone would be caught teaching Torah, it would be executed. Rabbi Akiva went and he was teaching Torah. Came one, another Jew, a man, he was there Ben Gurion, came somebody, telling Rabbi Akiva, aren't you afraid of the Romans? Then they tell you not to teach and you are doing the opposite of what they tell you. Usually you used to teach out there inside in the Bet Midrash. Now what did he do? He gathered thousands of people in the street, in the square, to teach them Torah against the Romans. Why do you do that? You know they will execute him. Then he told him, hey, right away Rabbi Akiva said, you are a smart man. Now I see that you are very, very lacking any understanding. So why? I'll tell you an example. And you know, once the fox was walking and walking and walking till he reached the bank of the river, he came near the water and he looked, he saw the fish swimming, running from the... And the fox turned to them and he said, hello fish, what are you running so much? He said, don't you know why? We are afraid that the men come and they put their net, they want to catch us, and we're running away from them. I said, why do you have always to live in fear? Come here to me, we'll live together the way our fathers lived together. Your fathers, my fathers, they lived together. Come here and we'll live together. He was looking for food, wants them to come. Then the fish turned to him, hey, fox, you are the smartest animal, they say, in the world. What kind of smart is that? Very stupid thing you said now. Why? Tell him, here is the place that we can rely that we can live. Our life depends on water. If here we are running away, we are afraid of death. We'll go for sure to a safe death over there. The place that we can't live? What kind of a... He said, listen, if we will be executed because of learning Torah, if we don't learn, we'll be much worse. We surely will be executed and we lose no mitzvot at all. Then Rabbi Akiva was caught one day. He was taken to prison. You know, Rabbi Akiva was one of the 10 that was executed by the Romans. Rabbi Akiva went into prison. All of a sudden, when he's in prison, they brought that man that spoke to him to Bakiva, also chained into prison. Bakiva looks at him, hey, Yehuda, what are you doing here? Why were you? So, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, you're so fortunate. You were caught for something worthy because you taught Torah. I was caught because smuggling something into the country for nonsense. And I'll be executed for nothing. And you, if you'll be executed for something, that you gave your life for the sake of God. And it came exactly, the words of Rabbi Akiva came true. If with Torah we have to be afraid, without Torah even worse. This is what happened. And what happened to Rabbi Akiva? He came, they were torturing him. They took a comb, metal comb, combing his skin from... He didn't say a word. And came the time of Shema, he was saying Shema Israel, to say Shema. And his students came to him, Rabbi, you are still saying Shema with all this suffering? Then he told them, Kol Yamai, all my life I was praying, when God will test me, that I will have to give my life for the sake of God. And now you want to stop me from doing it? I don't listen to you. He said, Shema Israel, with the great Kavanah, and he passed away in the word of Ehad. When he said Ehad, Al-Kiddush Hashem. Then a sound came from heaven and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Sheyatza Nishmato Be'Ehad. Now, the question here in this story, what they asked him, Rabbi, to such an extent, you have the, what do you want him to do? To speak against Hashem? But the, all those people, they knew the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. They knew Rabbi Akiva can say some holy name, something, he will disappear from there. They will never catch him. Then, Rabbi, why don't you save your life? Save yourself. Say something, and the wall will fall and you will walk out. He said, all my life I was asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to test me. Now I'll run away? No. I want to be tested. I want to give my life to for the sake of Hashem. This is how they gave their life for the sake of Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I'm saying, because we mentioned Da'at, mentioned Chokhmah bin Avadat, knowing the greatness of Hashem. We say, Atta honantanu madara askel lehavdil ben kodesh lehot. Not the difference between what is, when is holy time, when is not so holy time. This is the difference between Shabbat and this. But we mention four different things there. Ben or lehosh, light to darkness. Ben yom, after that, atta